item 8 on our today's agenda, which is miscellaneous and meeting debrief, which includes a hopefully short thought about a future agenda planning. So is there anything that any commissioners would like to bring up in terms of miscellaneous and meeting debrief? I have one item that I will pen just to raise after agenda planning. Is there anything that anybody wants to talk about future agenda planning? I thought so. Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Madam Chair. A couple of thoughts about our upcoming June meeting. When I look at the year at a glance, I see quite a few things on there, and that's going to happen real close. And maybe a question about something that's well down the line, and then maybe a follow-up on our conversation that we just had. So in Yakima, so to speak, virtually from the webinar, the year at a glance does not show the committee meetings, but I think there's a need for a Columbia River work group meeting on maybe June 10th. There will be one of those on the 25th of May that would determine whether or not that's needed, whether it be a short meeting or not. For the fish committee, I think there's an anticipation there would be a fish committee meeting at the June meeting to get feedback on the hatchery policy, language development shore, and a briefing on the Willapa Bay comprehensive review, which is on our schedule for August. So a check-in on how that's doing. There may be some things on the year at a glance that are to be not taken up in June. The Columbia River allocation one, I understand, is not one that meets the standards of essential. I see that the year at a glance calls for the strategic plan to be a decision in June, and based on the discussion earlier, I think we'd be looking for that to be changed to a two-meeting process. And I'm not sure about things like solar farms and a couple of others. So just trying to get a feel for what is in the real universe of agenda items for June. I also noticed on the year at a glance that we don't have a column called conference calls anymore. There's a column of webinars. And so I wanted to congratulate you, Madam Vice Chair, for your diligent pursuit of that, and also compliment Nikki for doing all the necessities to make it possible to put those words on there instead of conference call. The question I have is, next December, it looks like decision, partial whale watching, and there isn't any briefing prior to that, and so maybe when we get to June, we could hear a little bit more about way down the line, what is the commercial whale watching decision about, and what's the preparatory work for that.
Thank you, Don. Keep us on track. The one thing that I wanted, is there anybody else who wants to, I see Commissioner Anderson has his hand up.
Yeah, I guess this might be a question for Joe with regard to the extent that we are operating under some different operating rules right now concerning standards by which we take things up during this COVID period, and the extent to which, if those are still in place, the elements that are in the June listing, whether or not those would meet the test. So it's a question for our barrister here.
Yeah, so the current expiration date of the governor's OPMA restrictions, I believe, is May 31st. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure it's the end of May. And just like what happened with this meeting, you know, when the agenda for this meeting was originally set, the governor's restrictions did not extend to this time frame. Once the governor did that extension, the executive committee and department executives then, you know, re-looked at the agenda and applied the analysis of whether it met the governor's terms and conditions, which is one of the reasons why the agenda for this meeting was shortened. So I envision the exact same thing happening for the June agenda. I think the intent will be to plan for it to be a full agenda with the hope that those governor's restrictions go away, but that if the governor does extend them, we would probably know around the end of May, and then the executive committee again may need to take another swipe at it at that point in time.
That makes sense. I guess the only concern is that we may be, you know, kind of zigging and zagging and creating confusion for people that want to dial in on what we're going to try to accomplish on these meetings. But I guess it makes sense to try to scope it broadly and just deal with the consequences.
Yeah.
Commissioner Graybill has a question or something to add.
Don, earlier you mentioned that the next work group meeting was on the 25th of May. I believe it's the 27th, just to be clear.
Correct. I'm sorry, if I said the 25th, you're right. It is the 27th.
Very good. That's it.
Does anyone else?
Madam Chair,
okay.
I did forget to mention one more thing at the year at a glance, and that we'd asked staff to think of when to put this Quicksilver portfolio up for further discussion after a point of they have talked to the tribes about this, but as we just talked about. So I don't know if that's an August thing or when that might be. I'd leave that up to staff to make a suggestion, and we could hear about it in June as to when it might be. I forgot to mention that again.
Very good. Anyone else have anything to say about agenda planning? Okay, there's one issue that's come up that I just need to raise before the executive session. I don't expect a large discussion about it because the chair isn't on the phone and he actually has opinions. But it has been pointed out that there's been a suggestion made that we change our agenda to make it very clear, to make two things very clear. One, that commissioners should be able to have time to discuss and ask questions after each item on the agenda. That's sort of the internal piece of this. And one, to make it clear to the public that the commissioners may give guidance, either individually or as a commission, on anything that comes up in our agenda at any time. We ran this by our legal counsel. He can comment if he feels the need now or later. And we also talked about it internally. The chair doesn't believe we should make any changes to our agenda at all without advising the entire commission and giving the opportunity for comment. And so I just wanted to raise this as a point of discussion because I said I would, and leave it there for now. But this will come back up. Commissioner McIsaac.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Just one point. You said that the commission could provide guidance as a group or individually. And whenever we do have this discussion, I would speak against individual commissioners providing guidance, and that it should be a full commission endorsement of that. And so,
thank you, Commissioner McIsaac. One of the downsides of just speaking spontaneously is that we do misspeak. But that gets to another question that we touched on in one of our workshops and probably need to touch more deeply on, which is what is guidance and how does, and sort of specifically and legally, what is that? We've had some commissioners that like the concept. We've had some that don't. So that's another thing for a workshop for us to discuss. Is there any further discussion about anything before we go into our executive session? Does anybody want to raise anything? Okay. I don't see any hands, but I heard somebody. Oh, Director Susiwin.
Yeah, and I was actually making sure we had room. Amy wanted to provide a brief on a tort settlement.
And is that for the open public meeting or in executive session?
That would be now.
Open public meeting.
Okay, go ahead, Amy.
Okay, so so we are required to report out if we have settlements larger than $50,000 or more. And I wanted to give a quick report out on the Twist River fire case. This was a massive tort that arose out of the result of the Twist River fire from 2015. It was on land that was owned by Douglas County PUD. And it was alleged that land where the fire started was under DFW's occupation control, which we denied throughout the litigation. That fire was caused when a power line owned and maintained by Okanagan County Electric Cooperative touched a tree and caused it to ignite. You all may remember this fire. It was a really big deal. It burned through the valley. There was, lots of homes. It was a big deal. So the plaintiffs included over 30 homeowners, seven different insurance companies, DNR, USDA, and a firefighter who suffered severe burns. There were three defendants, DFW and the two power companies, and there were a bunch of sort of special issues that I won't get into. The plaintiffs' total demands against DFW exceeded $42 million. We were able to resolve our liability in this case in exchange for the sum of $250,000, which was about half the authority that we'd been provided. So we are glad that it settled. We are glad that it was only $250,000 for the department, and that is the end of my report.
Thank you, Amy and Kelly. Anything further before we go into executive session from anyone?
Barbara, this is Nikki.
Go ahead, Nikki. We are starting early? We're starting late.
I've got executive session starting at 12:35, or what time do you have?
I have 11:50.
Okay. Yeah, the 12:35 was for, had included the Puget Sound crab fishery policy on the agenda. So when that was stricken, the 12:35 time should have been bumped up.
So it'll be a little later. Say what time it is.
Well, thank you, Nikki. It takes all of us to stay on track. I do have to read a short little script here to take us into executive session. And well, so I'll just not even say Anne. This executive session conference call will address